Moving on now, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights and the European Union have called on Bahrain to release prominent opposition figure Sheikh Ali Salman. The spokesperson for the UN Human Rights Chief called for the immediate release of Salman and others detained for, quote, merely exercising their rights to freedom of expression and assembly. The EU also warned that the cleric's arrest could further destabilize the country's fragile political environment. Both the UN and the EU urge dialogue and national reconciliation as the only way out of Bahrain's current crisis. Sheikh Salman has been charged with promoting regime change by, quote, force, threats and illegal means, and of insulting the Interior Ministry publicly. He's also accused of inciting people to break the law. Well, for more on this, let's go to West Virginia and talk to Professor Colin Cavell, author and lecturer. Welcome, sir. Professor, is there any significance in this seemingly U-turn by the EU with regards to the situation in Bahrain?
Well, son, it marks a step forward in that the EU has to speak out on the gross violations of human rights, the gross violations of international law by this unelected rogue regime that is running the country of Bahrain. So it's about time that they speak out.
And so how do you see the future for the Bahraini revolution? How much momentum and support is it gaining?
Well, when you have a regime that jails leaders of the opposition party simply for calling for democracy because they do not wish to support a dictatorship that anybody in their rational mind would not support, then you've got real problems. And with the United States supporting this rogue regime simply in order to keep oil flowing, this is not only hypocritical, it is contradictory to all the supposed democratic values that the United States stands for. And the entire world would not be in a position, would never support unelected dictators as they are calling for us to do in Bahrain. So Sheikh Salman, he is a free man. He speaks his mind. He speaks with reason. And this is intolerable to the Al Khalifa mob family. The United States launders most of its oil money through the Persian Gulf monarchs, and the Al Khalifa family is just one of the mob families that they utilize to engage in this criminal activity.
All right, Professor Colin Cavell, author and lecturer from West Virginia. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.